you are listening to. No, that isn't me, and it sure isn't you, and I'll be helping you to step into who you are. So let's start that again. Welcome to Beyond the Brand with me, Carly. This podcast is all about inspiring you to align with your brand and your business to attract who you want to. We'll also be delving deeper into how you show up, especially if, like me, you're a little bit neuro-spicy, or as I call it, neuro-amazing, because that is what we are. We'll be looking at what can stop you from showing up as you, with brilliant guests every 2 weeks who will be helping me talk all of this through too. You might want to grab a journal or a notebook for all the inspiration, top tips, and just chances to reflect that you're about to hear. So let's get on with this week's episode and help take you beyond the brand. Enjoy. Hi everyone. I say that a little bit sheepishly because this is last month's bite-sized episode. I'm a little behind at the moment. I will get back on track. There's been lots going on with my car breaking down, some pesky health investigations, and there was half term as well. All the excuses, but really they are reasons. And sometimes it's giving yourself that self-compassion and yeah, catching up when you can. And I'm sure none of you have been sat there thinking, where is this month's bite-sized episode last month? But it'd be nice to have it this month, and I'm hoping it will help you. Because this one is something I'm really passionate about. Something a little bit different. This is actually bringing my spiritual side in. Really, it's not that spiritual, but it kind of comes under that realm. To me, I would put it more into the mindset camp. It's very much mindset focused. And this is the thing. When we are in business, we are showing up in our business. A lot of the time we're a personal brand, and that can be quite vulnerable, which I always talk about. It requires self-belief and self-confidence. And we all know, no matter what journey we've been on, no matter how much work we've put into our mindset, it is sometimes just waiting to trip us up yet again. It has recently for myself. I feel like I haven't really got my flow going this year. That leaves space for those mind monkeys, imposter syndrome, that inner critic. We can have tricky weeks where we're not quite feeling ourselves, or perhaps life just gets in the way. And yeah, that leaves that little bit of wiggle room for that inner bitch, inner critic, whatever you want to call them, to creep on back in. That's exactly what's happened to myself. And actually, this has been planned on my podcast plan for months. I've planned it all the way up till September. I think it's October now, actually. I'll try to say that without being too smug. I won't go into that. However, that does lean into something brand new I've just launched, which is content weekenders or content weekends. I keep calling them different things. But yeah, whether you want to focus on reels, I'm just going to go over the time here promoting my new, brand new experience, but it is so exciting. So I'll quickly say it, then I'll get back to what I was talking about. So it could be start or revive your podcast, or say if you've got it already, you've let it fall by the wayside, or you just don't feel connected to it anymore, then let's come and bring it a new lease of life. If you've always wanted to start one and it is on your to-do list and it's not happening, again, come along. I can come to you, or you can come to me. By application only, and we can get that started within a couple of days. The other one is videos and reels, and the third one is a brand shoot in my beautiful little home, which is just perfect. All my latest brand photos were taken in my house. Okay, cheeky little plug over. Let's get back to affirmations. This is the thing, we can start to feel a little bit negative about ourselves. Affirmations work really well as part of your toolkit, as the perfect way to bring the positivity back in. That belief, that confidence. And this is why I love working with affirmations. I try to practice them myself. I'm a little bit out of practice, and actually that's something I need to bring back in. They do work. They do help. Literally affirming to ourselves all the good stuff that we want or that we already have, telling ourselves that we can, we will, we have. It's really powerful. In fact, I used to do this on Instagram with my content, and I've forgotten about these. I may bring them back in line with this episode. In fact, I will. I will bring one out, and I used to call it brand affirmations, but really it's brand and business affirmations. But it's about anything that you may struggle with that will stop you from showing up as you want to, then yeah, let's tackle it with an affirmation. So I'm going to do a really quick look at what they are with some examples, And then do check out the premium episode, as always, which accompanies this bite-sized episode. So this is that quick burst of inspiration. In this case, it's maybe just to get you thinking about affirmations. And you think, oh yeah, you know, I haven't done those for a while, so I'll reconnect with it. Or you've never tried them, and it makes you think about trying them, and then you do, and you think, yeah, I'm glad I listened to that bite-sized episode. But at the end of this episode, if you're thinking, actually, I really want some support with this, some guidance, or sometimes some accountability, because you might think, right, I'll sit there and I'll write some affirmations, and then you know what it's like, you know what life's like, it doesn't happen, and that's it, the moment's passed. So by subscribing to the premium version of this podcast, it's super low cost for the high value that you get. It's about that accountability that you could listen to this and then put time aside to listen to the premium content, the workshops. That's what they're for. So let's look at what an affirmation is and why you might need it. In fact, we've looked at why you need it or why you might need it. That is to do with that self-belief, that positivity. If you're just starting to feel a bit low vibe, you want to pick it back up, you want to put that belief back in, then yeah, affirmations are brilliant. So the meaning of it, I always like to look at the definition, and this was it, off good old Google. Other search engines are available as always. So an affirmation is usually a sentence of powerful words that are put together. It's like a positive statement, and this sentence is aimed to tap into your conscious and your unconscious mind to motivate you, to challenge you, to push you to reach your full potential in life. Or what we're talking about as well, in business. That's quite a matter of fact definition. For me, it is about putting that positivity in, encouraging you to know that you can and you will, but also to believe in yourself. That's a big thing they've missed off that definition, but sometimes it is quite matter of fact. You know me, I like to dig a little bit deeper and look at what it really means or what it can really be used for. Something else I'd like to touch on there is it is about shifting that negative thinking, switching it into positive mode, but also it can really help with your self-worth, and that is a biggie. When we talk about marketing ourselves, sharing our message, selling, even though I say soulfully, it still needs you to know your worth and to feel confident you can charge your prices. So this is a short version. I'm just going to tell you a little bit more about affirmations, but do check out that premium episode if you would like to take your time on this and get some that really means something to you. We work on it together in that episode as a workshop. So quick things to consider with this is the sort of affirmations you use. The most powerful is I am. So I am statements. And you can feel it caught you by you saying I am. I am strong. I am loved. I am worthy. I am capable. Anything that you can think of that you think actually at the moment I need a bit more of that. It can really help to set that thinking and for you to really start to believe it. Another quick pointer is some people say about the 3 P's of affirmations. So this is kind of starting to lead you towards writing your own, but like I said, do come and get that extra support if you want some guidance. The 3 P's are present tense, personal, and positive. Sometimes you'll hear future tense affirmations. They're almost like statements of what you can achieve. So some people might say, it is this date, this year, and I am this. So Jim Carrey famously did it where he wrote himself a check. And that was the physical representation of saying it's a year, saying the future. It's not that far in the future, actually, but the year 2030, and I have made £1 million. Or I am this. So there's different ways you can do this, but I am are the most powerful. Other ways you can say it is, again, quite a matter of fact, but bringing it into business terms. So I am could be I am magnetic. You could take it a step further. I'm magnetic to the right people. Just like my last solo episode, do check that out. It's all about that. I'm capable of success. I am unique. Say if you're in a field where you think, oh, what's special about me? I don't feel very unique. That could be an affirmation. I'm worthy of being heard and seen. These are ones I've written, and you might see it in my content at some point. But yeah, these are ones I have written. They're very simple. But the other one that isn't an I am, but it's still powerful, is I attract dream clients. But yeah, something simple as that. I attract dream clients. So with this, you would then embody this. You would repeat it to yourself. Maybe in the morning, looking in the mirror, write it on a post-it. Whatever you need to do, you then repeat that. But so do join me in the premium episode where we're going to take our time on this. I've just whizzed through that. I've gone over the usual 5 to 8 minutes. I think I need to change that. I really do struggle making these as bite-sized as I initially wanted to. So I might change that. I might say they're more towards 8 to 10 minutes. They're still bite-sized. They're still quick, actionable, and inspirational episodes. I hope that you take something from and you think about actioning it, or you do, come and join me for the premium version. Will you give them a try? I would love to know. Come and find me on social media. When I do finally post on this accountability, I will post an affirmation in line with this episode at some point. Come and find me and let me know yours. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Do check out that premium content, which is just Beyond the Brand Plus or Premium. I can switch between both. See if those workshops take your fancy. They are highly valuable and they might just help you take this a step further to really embody this, whatever you need to write as an affirmation. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you actually this month. You're going to end up with 2 bite size and 2 premium in 1 month. So on that note, I'll be back with another bite size and another premium very, very soon. Thank you so much for listening today. I really hope you've enjoyed that episode and got everything that you need from it. Don't forget to check out all of the other episodes, depending on what it is that you need in your business and life at this moment in time. Don't forget to leave a glowing review and do check out the show notes for any free resources mentioned today. Plus, do come and connect with me on social media as well as my brilliant guests. Thanks again for listening. I'll catch you next time.